The World Health Organization this weekend took the rare step of issuing an emergency travel advisory concerning the spread of an unusual form of pneumonia. The disease has been reported in hundreds of people, most of them in Asia. At least a half dozen deaths have been attributed to it. The travel advisory was issued after a physician believed to have the disease was taken off a New York to Singapore flight during a stopover in Frankfurt, Germany. NPR's John Hamilton has been following this story. He's in the studio. John, what is this disease? What makes it so different, so worrisome?
Well, I think one of the reasons it's worrisome is that people don't really know what it is. There have been laboratories in four different countries so far have looked at the people who've gotten this and taken samples, and they have so far been unable to identify what is the bug that's causing it. And another reason it's frightening is that it seems to be spreading pretty quickly. The earliest reports seem to have come just from one province in China, but since then there have been reports from a bunch of countries in Asia and from Australia and even Canada.
Are there any patterns to who is getting sick here? I mean, we're talking hundreds of cases.
So far, the people at greatest risk seem to be healthcare workers. One of the early cases was a businessman who got sick in Hanoi, and within a week of when he was admitted to the hospital, there 26 workers from that hospital had also become sick, and right now three of them are actually on respirators to keep them alive. And also the doctor that you mentioned who was taken off that flight, he had been in Singapore and treated one of the earlier cases, and he became sick in New York. He had been attending a conference there. And as you said, he became so sick on his return that they had to take him to Frankfurt for treatment.
How easily is the disease transmitted? And any indications?
It appears to be transmitted much the way the influenza is transmitted, although there's so little known about it right now that I'm not sure that they're ruling any mode of transmission out. But the way influenza is transmitted, of course, is usually through droplets that we exhale when we cough or breathe or that sort of thing. In many countries, hospital workers would be protected from those kind of droplets, but it may have spread in Hanoi and places like that because they don't take the same precautions always that doctors and hospital workers in the U.S. do.
Has the World Health Organization issued any suggestions about what individuals can do to limit their exposure to it?
They have not told people to stop traveling. But they have told people that, especially if they've traveled to Asia, and one of the countries where this has been reported, that they should be very alert to any signs of this. And those include a high fever, coughing, and especially great difficulty breathing. And if you see any signs of those, you're supposed to immediately alert health authorities so they can see whether you may have contracted this.
Is this disease responding to any kind of medication? I mean, usually antibiotics, for example, or antiviral drugs are used. Is it not responding?
They have tried both antibiotics and antiviral drugs on this, and so far apparently have not found anything that works. Now, that wouldn't be unusual for a virus, because many viruses don't respond to these drugs. But so far, no sign that they found anything that's effective.
NPR's John Hamilton. Thank you very much, John.
You're welcome.